I remember I was there when this New York Times Magazine article about Carolyn Heilbrun came out, and I was part of a group of graduate students that wrote a letter saying, this is not our experience. This is not true for us. Mm-hmm. You know, because I was, I mean, you know, were they like super, super supportive in just sort of, you know, strategic ways? No. But Anne McClintock, Anne Douglas, Priscilla Wald, I don't think Gary was there yet. And even the male faculty, John Archer, like all these people were incredibly supportive of feminist work. No one ever questioned the fact that I wanted to do feminist-oriented work. No one. And I was supported and encouraged in it. So, no, I never, never felt that. Mm-hmm. Quite the opposite. And I felt like other people may have had that experience, and it certainly happened on the faculty level, where women did not get tenure nearly as much as men did. Absolutely. And you could see it institutionally. Within our department, on the day-to-day basis, not at all. And I never felt, as a woman, that somehow I was less, you know, less important, or I should be less listened to. And I was very, in fact, involved in and very active in the life of the department. So I was our department representative to the Graduate Student Council. I would, you know, did this newsletter. I was really, really involved. And I never, ever felt any of that.
That it's, you know, predominantly the faculty that were experiencing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they had to deal with the upper administration, mm-hmm. which was an old boys club. Mm-hmm. But in our department, I think, A, because our program was so big, right? There were 30 of us per year. Mm-hmm. So there was a huge amount of variety. But also, I think there were enough people, both on the faculty and among the student body, who just were just like, I don't understand why being a feminist is a deal. Do you know what I mean? That was just like, that was, you know, I came in a fully formed feminist, mm-hmm. you know, obviously I had a lot to learn, but my political sense of self was formed, mm-hmm. you know, and that, I mean, it's sort of like, you know, I never was closeted on my CV because it's like, look, this is the work I do. This is who I am. Either you want me or you don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sorry that I, you know, but I, you know, I understand that was, important. You know, I understand it was an institutional truth for many, particularly the older women faculty who had really got screwed over. It's just a total sea change. And, you know, I thank our feminist foremothers for it because we could not have done it, you know. Mm-hmm. We absolutely are standing on their shoulders. Like, they had to take a huge amount of shit so I could live this life, you know, and I'm totally appreciative of it. Absolutely.